Good morning. Today is Wednesday, December the 7th, Pearl Harbor Day.
Oh.
Joining us this morning, kind of a swan song, but also proud military mom,
well, yeah,
Virginia Bass.
Out there too. Glad to be here. And, you know, when you say swan song, I have some ideas for you. We'll talk about it during the show.
A pent-up interest. you know.
Thanks for the water, by the way.
Last one is... It's like whatever you want.
Nice.
Here. I probably shouldn't say that because Maggie's on tomorrow. So that could be like back to back, whatever you want.
Well, you know, but then you go another 2 years before that happens again.
Yeah, but this could spin out of control pretty quickly.
We call Mari. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Mari is the last one. She and I are the last two from our class. Yeah, that we got sworn in.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And John Bartholomew sent me a picture, and it's like, you know, when the faces started disappearing. It's like,
oh, is that what he did?
And then there was two. No.
Oh. now you guys just got big red crosses over you?
Yeah.
All right. Are you ready for your last one?
You promise I don't have to do it again?
Don't have to do it again. Good. All right. Let's see if we can get something that's kind of chicken feed. Why do we say chicken feed?
Okay, because people had a tradition of just giving chickens whatever was left to eat, and that's kind of like the scraps. So isn't that kind of what chicken feed means? What if that's all we have? I don't know.
I could have got something. Yeah, I could have gone with capricious. It was right in front of it. But
arbitrary and capricious.
Or alluring, and that really would have messed with your mind. So see, chicken feed isn't that bad of an option here.
So what is it really, though?
Pioneers who pushed into the American West took their domestic creatures with them. Chickens were high on the list of favorites, for flocks could be brought through the winter on grain too poor to be used in the kitchen. Except for table scraps, inferior wheat and corn constituted the most common chicken feed. City slickers picked up on the farm-born expression and applied it to copper and silver coins. By the time riverboat gamblers became common, the label was being used to designate any small amount of money. One flashily dressed fellow who cleaned out a greenhorn complained that he had played all night for chicken feed. $23.
So, well, there you go. Now we have it.
See?
Excuse me. I think I'm allergic to you.
Oh, well, finally you figure that one out, huh?
Actually, it's the nice redwood trees behind my house. So if I'm coughing, I'm perfectly fine. I just have...
Allergic to redwood? Duff?
Yes. Years ago, I'm allergic to cats, dust, grass and trees or whatever, and I have all of them surrounding my house and in my house, so I just sometimes
you just basically ignore doctor's recommendations
for a long time now.
Yeah.
So
here you are, huh?
Here I are.
End of the trail. Almost. Wait, you got one more meeting to run?
I have two more.
That's right. The swearing.
Three more. I mean, no, we because of Christmas. Normally, we would stop the 13th as the last. But we put the 20th in.
We're going to talk on that one a little bit.
And it's not for that. I mean, there's a swearing in.
Right.
And then I can explain more about that because, believe me, I had to wrap my head around it a few different times myself. And, so we put an extra one in. We have so many.
So far I count to two. You said three.
Oh, wait, yesterday counted as one. You're right, two.
It's time.
You know,
it's time.
No, I'm running on very little sleep right now.
Okay.
The normal, but
It's. I'm sure that there's some checkoffs doing right now.
Swearing in. We'll count that as a second, an additional meeting, even though it's the same day.
That's a sub meeting, isn't it?
Kind of. It's a prior to the meeting. So it's not an actual meeting of the board. Yeah.
Okay. What? All right, as long as you keep going at it, is that the 9 o'clock and then the soups are pushed back, or is it an 8 o'clock?
It's at 8:30.
Oh.
It's
done so I couldn't subterfuge anything, huh? Good move.
Yeah, you know, it was interesting. I've had a few people say, why are you swearing in while you're still, you know, you're not done, right?
Yeah.
Making it clear, I am still there until...
No, you were there.
January 1st, I apparently other counties do this and they swear people in early, but they don't actually take office until I think it's the
first business
Tuesday,
day,
first Tuesday or whatever in in January. And it's weird this year because, you know, New Year's falls on a strange day. So they normally...
Sunday is not strange for many of us.
Well, no, but people have the day off. If you're working governmental circles.
Fall back. Refresh yourself.
Yeah.
We'll be back. It's 8:19.
Murphy's Markets has everything you need to get through your day the healthy way. From drinks to snacks and everything in between, right now, Amy and Brian coconut water is only $1.99. Brew Dr. Kombucha drinks are also just $1.99. And Annie's homegrown products are $2.49. A 6-ounce Yoplait yogurt is only 79 cents. And don't forget about chicken of the sea tuna, 4 for $5. Get a boost for your day by stopping by Murphy's Markets, more than a grocer, your neighbor since 1971.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:24. We're back to Talking Shop this morning with Virginia Bass. Okay, now you've fallen back. You've resettled yourself. So the 20th swearing in is at 8:30.
It's at 8:30.
All the newbies.
All the newbies.
And why? Why not on the 3rd? I mean, that's the traditional.
Traditionally, I remember when I was sworn in, it was actually on the 3rd. I came back and got sworn in the same day my grandson was born, and then I left, went back to L.A. Anyway, it was a memorable day to me for more reasons than one. But apparently, it's not that unusual to have swearing in swearing in new people prior to when they actually take office. It's more of a ceremonial piece, if anything else.
Yeah, but it's also illegal.
It is, but it also
it is also is a legal, not illegal. Yeah, okay.
but it was confusing to some people because they thought, well, then that's the end of, like, when my term is like, well, no,
right. You get up out of the chair and Natalie sits in the chair.
With the city, that's what happens. Because the mayor, with the mayor, I swore in. I think Peter swore me in. I swore Frank in. And then, but it was during the meeting, so you start the meeting.
You kind of excuse yourself from the meeting, and
yeah, but this is. It's more, you know, just procedural, and we did find out there's many other counties that do it, and because the, you know, it,
but what was the push to do
that for? First is a governmental
holiday,
because the new person. I mean, you could have, I suppose, waited till.
You're still going to get the agenda packets and all that good stuff, and the secret passwords and the handshakes and all the.
Yeah.
Parking spots and all that kind of stuff.
Parking spot. That's one of the better things. I'm looking at the dates there. Yeah, because the
1, 2, 3.
No, not those dates in January. Yeah, because Monday's a holiday. I'm not sure why they didn't just decide to do a swearing in on the 4th, unless it just would have been a complication to the board meeting on the 4th. I don't know. I'm just part of making it happen. I said I do whatever everybody needs to do.
Yeah, I think so. Part of the coolness of the ceremony is the changing of the guard.
Yeah.
The physical changing of the guard. Okay, so heaven forbid, I'm you. Okay, we do the ceremony. I come around in front of the dais. I slide my nameplate out, slide in the new one, take that home, congratulate, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And everybody takes over, and then the meeting starts with the current cast, and you kind of have fun with it instead of.
I've just never seen that actually, and I think the reason it doesn't happen with the board is because it's also not just the board member being sworn in; it swears in the entire new slate of people that have been elected.
The team.
Yeah. So, you know, it is. You know, it's just like I'm there to be with the team, and I'm actually.
Does Hansel get sworn in again?
Yeah. If you get reelected, he was reelected.
If you're unopposed reelected, you still...
I think you still have to go through the... I've always done it.
Do they get to bring their own Bible, or is there a Bible involved?
We don't have a Bible. I mean, I suppose someone could bring one, but no, it's just a raise the hand and repeat the...
Oh, okay.
It's not too...
The magic words?
There's no special ceremony.
And everybody's at once instead of individuals?
Yep. They do it in mass.
wrong.
Well, you're going to have to, I guess you're going to have to run for office and try to change that. If
you... Yeah, capitulate to the crowd. Yeah, I do that one really well, don't I?
No, but it'll be fun. I had the opportunity, you know, they asked if I wanted to swear in everybody, and including Natalie. And I said, yeah, I thought it'd be kind of fun. You know?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. Well, and trying to show people that, you know, government continues, right? You know, people leave. There's a shifting of, you know.
Well, and it's not bodies. Like you two were running against each other.
No, it was.
So you know, that was kind of a normal thing. I mean, right. And even if it had been hammer and tongs, it's over, it's over.
Yeah. Well, and part of it, too, is, you know, I want to be there to help in whatever way I can. So, you know, work.
You mean like by getting out of the way?
There's that. But there's, I mean, I tell you, there are.
The learning curve, I would suspect, is pretty steep.
It's quite, especially with land use. But there's also people. I mean, more of what we do is people who are having issues in their the community or in the neighborhood.
The pothole.
And so yeah. I've been already connecting Natalie with some of them, because there are several that I have been
regular in contact.
Yeah. And you know, so if I can be helpful in that way.
I know what you're doing. You're unloading the boat.
No. That's speaking of weird things, though. I'm trying to go through and say, all right, I got to make sure my emails are all changed. So my email address is my personal one, you know.
Can't your techie aces do that automatically for you?
Well, I don't. I think they automatically.
Just to forward on?
Delete us. I don't know how long they do. That's one of the questions I have. I haven't asked yet.
How long? What? U.S. Postal Service is 6 months?
Well, that's a postal service. I don't know about the internet world.
I would think you could get a month.
Yeah, we'll find out. Your cat's getting into a box over there, by the way, just saying she's opening something. She's supposed to do that.
Probably being encouraged by Ken and Shauna.
That's funny.
Yeah. The cat.
Yeah, sorry.
And the gnomes didn't attack you out in the front yard either, huh?
No. I'm a cat person, though. That's probably why I'm...
Oh.
Looks like.
What do you mean? How can you be a cat person if you have allergies to a cat?
I am a cat person and I have allergies. That proves that I am a cat person because I sneeze and cough around them doesn't mean I toss them out.
Now, have you ever thought about one of those furless cats?
I have not thought completely about that. Yeah.
Good move. It's 8:30.
I'm president.
This is the Lars Larson Show.
And these kids who come, they become Americans before a lot of Americans become Americans.
Now, here's your host, Lars Larson.
Hey there, it's Lars Larson. Join me for the Lars Larson Show, weeknights 10 to midnight. Honestly provocative talk radio on KINS.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back talking shop this morning. Ooh, last half hour.
Hey.
With Virginia Bass. You going to miss it?
I am. I'm going through, you know, those moments where you go, oh, this is the last one of this. This is the last flag salute. I'm trying to make sure that, I'm an emotional person, which is not good. You know, I cry at happy things. So,
why not?
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
I never got hardened. Everyone thinks politicians are supposed to be, but I'm not. But I have have you ever thought of having, you know, as a random, every once in a while, having a former elected come in and talk about what's life after it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Tyson used to brag about, hi, Dave. Oh, boy, when
who?
I'm gone, it's good. And then he bailed. No, when people pop up in different places, yeah, it's not necessarily just the remembering show.
What's
going on? Like right now, I know there's the big issue that with the federal leasing. for the prop offshore, and it's not getting nearly what they thought.
But you've also, if you read, if you looked on, if you
Morro Bay's kicking our butt.
No. Well, they have transmission. We don't. That's one of the things. Yeah. And on the East Coast, though, people were saying, you know, I mean, there's a huge one over there that was like $4 billion.
Yes.
But the difference is, I was reading last night because I was doing some research because a few people have said something, is on the East Coast, is shallower water and the technology is already there. On the West Coast, it's
deep and unknown, yes.
Right. So, you know, because at first I was feeling kind of like, what's going on here? And then when I was reading more about it, it's like, okay, so this is kind
of... Well, Humboldt gets just a itty-bitty, teeny-weeny percent, right?
I don't think that's... that will be once... My understanding is once this piece is done and the negotiations start, they've got the different community benefits, and I think that's somewhat negotiable. I mean, there's generally, I believe, a percentage...
And then how it gets dispersed is...
Right, and that's
up for grabs.
Sounds like that will be a while before that gets figured out. But even, you know... I mean,
you know my theory about doing negotiations.
No.
Keg of beer in the middle of the room. You lock the doors.
It sounds like it could be a recipe.
The doors do not become unlocked until after the agreement is made. Regardless of whether or not you think you have to use the facilities or not, things kind of get settled rather quickly towards the end. Yes.
You know, I'm paying attention to you, but since I have my phone here, I didn't want to talk to it. I want to try to see what's going on. I did. The auctions continue.
I saw it was 42 or something.
When did
like
you
that?
Look last?
This morning.
Okay, I haven't looked yet today. I don't think they start until...
42 or 421, one or the other.
I thought they started this morning, but I'm not sure if they start...
Next round?
Yeah.
Well, and that's the thing, too. You know, even though the bidding may be lower than what the expectation was, there's still strategy involved in this stuff.
Well, I didn't realize it goes on for...
The X number of rounds.
Right.
Yeah.
And so the last time this was updated was last night.
Now, the way they do it, the ones that we've participated in, is you have to continue to qualify to be there. You can't just kind of hang out and then all of a sudden come in with a bum's rush at the end and be a new player. You have to qualify to be a player.
It's interesting, you know, because first I was hearing there was like 43 or 47, but apparently they don't qualify. Yeah. Sorry, I'm looking in activities.
It's a good thing you're not trying to walk at the same time.
I know.
We could just have a traffic accident here.
Yeah. 7 a.m. apparently is when it
Okay, so it's
starts.
Been going a little bit today.
Yeah. I haven't seen any updates.
We'll see.
Yep.
We'll see. The thing that I found intriguing is that it's a 6 to 8 year process before anything happens.
I know.
The building part is obviously, I mean, you got to build the rigs and get the permitting in and all that kind of stuff. But actual development of something that results in benefit, you know, power, doesn't happen until then. So I would think, unless the technology really is extraordinarily expensive, or this is such a unique situation, 6 years, that's got to give you at least a couple months to be able to figure things out. And with some of these really sharp folks that are doing this kind of thing,
I think it
shouldn't be too tough to make it happen, I wouldn't think.
Well, you know, not being an expert in this field, I don't know. But, you know, given the complications of, one, infrastructure on the peninsula, you know, I mean, there's a lot of work to do there first. But I don't know the technology part, and that might be the one that takes the longest to actually determine on getting you know, cables and how you route those. It's hard to wrap my head around how this actually is going to work. It's going to be interesting when people start seeing them being towed out, because they're going to be
so
they're very
large.
Tall.
Was it the blades are 80 feet?
Something like that.
So you just do the circle and you give yourself a little space. It's got to be, 250, 300 feet tall. Kind of will be interesting to see.
I think it's actually more than that.
Yeah, probably so.
But Yeah, it's going to be... At first, there'll be excitement about getting things ready, I think. And then when some of the stuff starts happening, people are people are going to be not... I mean, there's going to be NIMBY about everything. And when something's that tall and you're going to see it, people will... There might be some people...
Well, they probably do that with the pulp mill, too.
Those were the days.
Yeah.
I remember
City Council. Before both of us, when those things got put in.
But I remember a lot of angry people when I was on City Council over the pulp mills.
Water or just the fact that they were...
And the smell. I know you and I grew up and
Dad said... It's like moving next to the airport. Come on.
Yeah.
I probably shouldn't ever have a gavel.
I've only really used mine once. That's when... Well, I won't talk about it here, but I only had to gavel down somebody once.
Really? Yeah, was it at the city or was it the county?
It was at the city.
Oh, well, then that's all water under the bridge. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:43.
Hearty and healthy foods are abundant at Murphy's Markets. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Chuck Roast is now $5.99 a pound. USDA Choice New York Strip Steak, $15.99 a pound. And USDA Grade A Boneless Skinless Chicken Thighs are only $3.99 a pound. Complement this with a Greek salad, now just $7.99 a pound, topped with Kraft salad dressing for only $3.75 for a 16-ounce bottle. Murphy's Markets, more than a grocer, your neighbor since 1971.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back. A little bit of reminiscing with Virginia Bass. Biggest thing that you look back and go, you know, that's cool. I did that. I helped that happen. I influenced. I helped the community be better. Is there one that just kind of is above the others?
Yeah, you know, and this is going to be one that's, I guess I'd call it wonky. But, okay, so affordable housing is not affordable to build. Let's make that clear. And, you know, you have to go through all these processes with the state in order to get the tax credits or to get what you need. It takes years, back and forth and back and forth. And there are two projects in specific that were having a problem. And over in Samoa, the housing area, the townhomes there for us. Some affordable
you
housing.
You mean Danny and Lane's little thing?
Or
that big edifice that's out
the
there?
Housing units, because those a lot of those are for homeless families. And then the veterans facility was also having a hard time, the housing.
Eureka?
Yes, the housing for it. Right. So I was meeting one time with Chris Dart, because I used to talk with him a lot. And one of the things I found is that county was not doing something with our housing vouchers that could actually help this funding from the state, you know, make it actually
just processing them.
Well, what was happening is ours were person based. So someone, you know, you come in, you need housing, you get a voucher handed to you, you use it with your, you know, you have a commitment with your landlord, right? So it's person based. Other communities were using what they called project based, which means you take a hunk of the value of what those permits would be over a period of time, convert it into what would be considered the money, and use that as match to the project. And
okay, so one was resident based, and the other was developer based.
Yeah, or project based, so to speak. But it took over a year to change that. But I remember Wes Weir was with the housing authority at the time. I pretty much locked him and myself and Chris Dart in a room for a Friday with a big pot of coffee to hash out.
Okay, so your version of the keg of beer.
Yes.
You did it.
Oh, yeah, I did.
You did it.
Oh, man,
okay.
it was something. But and it took about a year. But the thing that happened is when it did change, it did make a difference. And those two housing projects got over the finish line. But for me to say, you know, when someone asked me, you know, what was the most, you know, thing you did, it's like, to me, that was it. And also, one of my biggest mistakes turned out to be the best thing I ever did, too.
Running for office?
Oh, there's that too. No, but there's been times where, you know, that there's things you do that nobody, you know, my name's on plaques on the boardwalk. My name's on, you can step on my name anytime you want, probably, you know. But the things that really mean something are just the ones that you think about, and it's a puzzle piece that you're trying to find. And there's other things. I mean, the start of the Hickshard Trail, I was involved in that. And I remember by the time we actually did the next piece of it, Frank and I are, Mayor Yeager and I had the shovel.
No, it's Frank. Give me
a
break.
To me it is. But it was, it was, you know, there's a lot of fun ones too and a lot of memorable moments. But to me, the thing that did make a difference in the community was what I was able to help accomplish in changing the process. So,
one of the things I think that has a big question mark for a lot of folks are closed sessions.
Yes.
not any specifics. This is more about the process. Does everybody get normal in those? And, you know, it's no, no longer supervisor bone. It's Rex, come on. And you speak that way rather than the formal.
It probably is less formal. I mean, it's still, you know, there's still rules and protocol, but it's a lot less formal. There's a lot more give and take of going back and forth. A lot more
emotion,
more passion, I would say, at times, depending.
Oh, we haven't heard about that part of it, but
passion as far as that people feel strongly about something. But yeah, so it is. Yeah, and like when I'm on the dais, you know, I'll call people by their supervisor X and
right, you buy titles and
like
they'll
call me chair, but yeah, and there, no, we're
throwing it back and forth,
and it's not a specific seating arrangement, and you know, you'll have
How does that happen? I mean, it seems like there must be, because things change periodically. Obviously, the chair is going to be in the center.
Oh, on ours, you mean on the city.
But I mean, do you move around?
We used to, every year I thought we moved around, and then sometimes you get kind of rooted in the same seat, and some people don't want to change. I'm not sure if that means you don't change them, but I wish I could go back and remember how every year started, but it always, I've sat in all the different locations at one time or
another.
Around. And that was fine. The one where I think Rex and Michelle, I mean, it's Rex has a lot of fun. I know for sure when people come into the courthouse, because they'll walk by a room. Everyone wants to stop and look. They look
peek
in the room, and you know,
and they see his ugly mug.
Well, and he's
Yeah.
And I do the same. I'll see people go by and nod at them. And but
I didn't get a nod. It was more of a reflexive reaction.
I was shocked, actually.
Well, that's part of the fun for me,
and you
also.
No one complained. I mean, you made.
I know.
You made the cut.
I fully expected to be pulled from consent.
I did too.
Just out of fun. We'll tell you what we're talking about when we come back. It's over.
End of the show.
It's over. I guess we're not coming back.
That's fine.
Headwaters Fund. Okay.
Bye. What?
Yeah.
Are we still here?
See. Have fun, girl.
I'll be back. We can talk. We can do this again.
All right. Fair enough. See everybody tomorrow.